Super Future Friends, where we talk about the Legion at length, and we cover issues that aren't even in the archives, like this one.
None of the issues are in the archives.
Jesus. This one should totally be in the archives, because Legion's hella in this. And it's probably because it's a really long story.
Yeah.
This is one of the first issue we've had where it's like a giant, like a whole issue, like a whole giant story. It's really long. It doesn't seem that long, because, I mean...
No, it seemed long.
It's really long. It's, like, surprisingly long. I mean, we read comics all the time, and they don't feel that long, because back in the day, they used to compress their storytelling a lot, so that there's, like, a crap ton of text in every single page, so it feels like you're in a very long ordeal. So, this issue is Superman 156, and it's written by Edmund Hamilton, and drawn by Kurt Swan, and inked by George Klein, and edited by Mort Weisinger. And it's from October 1962. And this one's really awesome. It's like probably my favorite one so far, because it's like so dramatic and sad.
And ultimately pointless.
Ultimate pointless.
As they all are.
They all are. Okay, well, this one is called The Last Days of Superman. I bet you didn't know Superman died.
He totally dies in this issue.
Dies in this issue. There's no more Superman.
Spoiler!
They never made any more issues. So the cover is Superman in a box.
I didn't realize how confusing this looks until just now.
Yeah.
This cover, you see, like, Superman in a very large... He's in a large box,
mm-hmm.
and Supergirl and Krypto are flying at him. And then there's, there's some tiny, tiny people on the ground next to the large box, and there's some of those same small people up in the air. And I just realized that it looks like Superman's huge, not that they're small.
Yeah,
right?
It does. Oh, it does look like that, because Supergirl looks kind of small here, too.
And that cactus is an ambiguous size.
Yeah, this is awesome. It looks like an aquarium. We keep saying box, but it's more like an aquarium.
It's like a square aquarium.
A Superman aquarium.
Yeah.
A superarium.
And I guess these little, when we first looked at this, I was like, who are those little guys? Because I totally didn't recognize them.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm supposed to recognize them because we've totally read an issue with them before. Didn't we?
No, that was a Supergirl Emergency Squad.
Oh,
yeah.
So we've never seen these guys?
Yeah,
we just knew they existed?
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Okay.
So this is the Superman Emergency Squad.
So spoiler, they'll talk about it inside.
They're on the cover.
Yeah. But on the cover, I was like, who is this? Why are there a bunch of small people? There's like five of them.
I accepted it.
I was confused, apparently.
There's the dog flying through space and... This box looks really confusing because the speaker is got lightning coming out of it or something. I don't know.
It's the sound of talking.
Oh, is that a
noise?
Sound effect?
Yes.
Is lightning.
Sound?
It's coming out in a weird direction.
Maybe they didn't make the speaker very well.
Okay, so on the cover, Superman's going, "Goodbye, dear super friends. I am dying from Virus X, a plague fatal to all from Krypton. I must remain in this isolation booth until the end, lest you catch this deadly virus from me. Heed my last wishes." And he's got this giant list in his hand that says Last Will and Testament.
Yeah, I could just, it's like, I'm dying now, I'm gonna be bossy.
Yeah. Do what I say.
Yeah.
Those super emergency squad dudes, they're pretty handsome little dudes. I think...
Yeah, they are pretty cute.
Yeah, I like their little outfits.
Their outfits are confusing because they're very similar but not the same as each other.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
so
on purpose or...
Some pants are purple and some are red. And some,
yeah.
But they're the same outfit, just like
different...
decided different parts of it were colored in different colors.
Yeah, it's coordinates.
So they're so uniform but unique.
Yes.
They wanted to keep their individuality.
It's adorable. Okay. So it says, "Not a hoax, not a dream, but real. The last days of Superman."
So for serious, he's gonna die.
Totally gonna die. This is
it. The end of the Superman franchise.
I bet you... That other guy, not Superman. And then there's a splash page, which is really cute.
But again, confusing to me, because I didn't know who these people were.
So it has, like, the little tiny men. They're all, like, carrying, like, parts of Superman.
Like, and he's like... They're using his cape.
Yes.
To, like carry him. Like,
yes.
He's on it. Like,
yeah.
And they're holding parts of the
That's
cape and floating him up.
The most...
If you have his arms.
Yeah, it's really adorable, but it's also the most Jesus pose I've ever seen.
Oh, I didn't
right?
even notice.
Doesn't it look like... I'm sure that has to be referencing. Help me, Art Chan. Have you, art school major.
I don't think we discussed Superman symbolism with Jesus in school. No.
This has to be like a famous painting they're referencing or something, because it looks so Jesus-y, so dead.
Well, there
Jesus-y.
Was that one part where Jesus has the emergency Jesus.
Oh, that's right, that chapter
of
the Bible.
I totally forgot about that.
Where he's being carried by didn't that happen in the Bible? Jesus is carried by tiny little men, tiny versions of himself. Shit! Jesus emergency squad. Oh my god.
I'm gonna make that comic.
Oh my god. I would buy that comic. Shit. Okay. Little man is like, Superman is dying from virus X. I wonder if they have high-pitched voices.
Because they're little.
Because they're little. Superman is dying from virus X! No, I want to. This is great.
And they can't understand
I'm trying to keep it realistic. Okay, okay. Superman is dying from virus X, and not even our great Kryptonian science can save him. The universe will mourn the loss forever. That's right. That's adorable.
I didn't notice the name of this chapter. Superman's Death Sentence.
Yeah.
Ba-na-na.
Yeah, yeah. There's three chapters to this. It's all in the same book. Don't worry.
The really longest book.
Goddamn. So, I don't know anything about the space program, but apparently it looks pretty accurate. That looks like a space.
Those look like very nice space things, those I thought.
Like, yeah, they look like
so, oh, sorry. We moved into the next page.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
next page.
We see some space stuff.
Yeah, there's like a astronaut space capsule going into orbit, and then it comes upon this other thing in space.
It kind of looks like, I don't know, a compact? I don't know.
Oh,
it looks
yeah.
like it opens like a compact.
That's true.
But it's like a shape not round. I don't know how to describe this thing.
It kind of looks like...
It's like a pill case to me, really.
Yeah,
hard.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so green...
Giant Kryptonian pill case.
Green and glowing.
Yes.
Don't let that make you think it might be what it probably is, being green and glowing. I'm just saying.
Spoilers. Okay, so it's green and glowing, and this says, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen of the Daily Planet listen tensely at space headquarters. What is space headquarters?
You know, space headquarters.
Did NASA, was NASA not called NASA?
I have no idea.
Okay, this is space.
Maybe they didn't know and they didn't want to look it up.
Okay, yeah, apparently.
Or maybe it was called that.
I have no idea. Space, General Space Headquarters. Okay, so they're like, oh, we picked up this thing on our radar, and Superman's like, what?
And they're like super concerned because whatever green glowing compact is going to run into the little, whatever the hell.
The capsule.
No, what's in the capsule? What
it's
is this
an
capsule?
It's an astronaut space capsule. Is there an astronaut in that?
I don't know. I guess.
Whatever. It's expensive. If
they're upset
not
about
in that.
The concept of this green thing crashing into
that would be bad.
Thing.
It would be bad. Let's just say it would be bad. Okay. So Superman's like, I'm not going to let that shit happen. And he takes off his shit and he goes off into space. And it's like, that object is shining greenly.
Well, after letting us all know that he has to be careful and no one knows.
Yeah, I'm Clark Kent.
50 times.
I hope no one knows that I'm Clark Kent. Let me take off my clothes. I'm Clark Kent, guys. And so he goes into space, and he's like, that object looks like kryptonite. I can't go near it, because it'll fuck me up, because I'm Superman. And you know what kryptonite is. I'm not going to explain kryptonite anymore. Okay, you know what it is.
But Superman's explaining it to us.
Yes.
He wants to make sure we all know.
Yeah. I know, and he has to remind himself, because he's dumb.
Superman.
So he's like, okay, well, I can't go near it. So he's like using the rocket booster. So when you have a rocket, a space rocket, there's these giant things, and you might think those are the rockets, but they're not. They're these giant booster things that propel the space thing into space. This is technical. I know all about this.
Propel the space thing into space.
Yeah,
got
so
it.
it's the thing that falls off when you watch fucking movies and the things fall off. Mm-hmm. Okay, one of those things. He's got one. He's like, okay, I'm just gonna throw this, and he throws it at the kryptonite compact space makeup case.
I love his thought here because he's like, sure, I can aim it anywhere, anywhere in space.
Yeah.
In the background of this image.
Yeah, yeah.
But he takes it and he throws it so that he aims it directly at Earth.
Yes!
And he stops and says, like, I'll aim it down there and I'll deal with it in a minute.
Yeah.
But you know what? You wouldn't have to deal with it if you didn't shoot it at her.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, just saying. I picked an uninhabited area. Okay, that's good. You know where it's really uninhabited?
In space.
Behind you.
Behind you in the vast emptiness of space.
Okay, well then the plot to this wouldn't make any sense.
It doesn't anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't anyway. And then the caption box is like, and strangely, the Man of Steel has no premonition of the fate he has just brought upon himself. It's very dramatic. And so, Jimmy's there on the scene. He's like, oh, the radar tracked this thing landing, and
by the way, very good helicopter, Daily Planet, that got to the wherever.
Before Superman?
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's really fast.
Jimmy's just, like, just ready. He just combs the desert sometimes, trying not to commit suicide. Jimmy's like, Superman, don't go near this, it's kryptonite. And Superman's like, I know! I'm going to drive it deep underground.
It's eyes and it's glowing green.
I'm not stupid, Jimmy.
He's like, super eyes, in fact.
He's like, I'm going to drive it deep underground by hurling a big boulder down on it. So his super plan is to grab a boulder and
smash.
Shove it down.
Superman, smash! Smash! Smash it into the air.
Not, you know... So, there has to be a better plan than shove it underground. Because you know what's going
to
happen?
You know the answer to everything is tunneling. Because it's almost tunneling.
The next day, because you know the next day, like, he's going to have a fight with someone, and then you're going to end up underground.
And be right there.
And he's going to be right there.
Or someone will just go, where was that kryptonite that he just hit underground? Yeah. I'm going to go get that and kill him.
Somebody bald might find it. I don't know. Then Jimmy's like, kryptonite doesn't bother me, you know? And it's like, I fucking know, Jimmy. Why, this chest has something some writing on it in some unknown language. I wonder what's inside. I'll open it.
I like that he immediately wants to open the unrecognizable death box to Superman.
Superman, you should have thrown the boulder at Jimmy. Okay, so Superman's like, it's in Kryptonese writing. It reads, box contains samples of virus X, uncontagion fatal in 30 days to any native of Krypton. Uh-oh.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Okay, let's not go into that again.
Like that.
Okay. This wind is blowing in the deadly germs in it straight toward me. Jimmy, close the lid. And so, apparently this box is full of germs and virus and death.
Yeah.
They need to put a lock on that.
He just needs to not have a dumb friend who'd open it in the first place.
Oh, my God.
If he would have waited like 3 seconds to open it, Superman would have read it.
Yeah.
But he's like, open. Open.
So let me open this. I'm a reporter. I know what I'm doing. Okay, so Superman's like, get away from it, Jimmy. I have to destroy it instantly to save my life. And then he does his boulder plan, and he drives it straight.
Which surprisingly does not take care of airborne germs.
Yeah, it doesn't... Okay. If I just bury a vial of a virus, and if I smash a vial of a virus...
A mile into the ground
with a rock, it does not actually...
Hurt anyone.
Get rid of the virus.
No, it doesn't hurt anyone.
No,
you don't know anything about science.
Okay. Apparently, that... He should just be a doctor. He should just go to hospitals throwing boulders at people.
And viruses.
I'll handle this. Okay. Jimmy. He's like, jeepers, it's lucky you buried it deep before the virus reached you. He's smart, too. Okay, so... and then Superman's, but did I? The wind was blowing that germ dust right toward me, and I feel dizzy and weak and strange. And Jimmy's, like, taking pictures while he's...
I know, that's great.
Taking pictures
of
everything.
I like you should post this panel, because it looks like he's considering throwing it at Jimmy instead
of...
Oh,
my God,
it
does look like he's aiming for Jimmy so hard.
Superman's got, like, it's right before he throws the giant boulder onto the box.
Oh, my God, I'm so going to post that.
Yeah, it totally looks like... Because, like, he did it while Jimmy was still right there, so it's, like, Jimmy running away from the box really quickly, but it looks like, you know, for a minute there, he was like, why'd you open that box?
Fuck you, Jimmy. I have to say, this is drawn really well. This is really cute. I like this art and this. The action, drawing that,
it's very
hard.
Action-y.
Yeah, drawing a boulder, smashing it to dust, sand is hard. Superman's feeling all sick, and he's like, I remember now, when I was a baby on Krypton. Okay, now. Oh my God. Okay, so we've been kind of wondering, like, about how Superman knows his own backstory. Apparently, Superman has another power that you've probably not heard about, but it's the power of total memory. He says this, he has the power of total memory. Which means that as he was a baby, he remembers everything when he was a baby. Everything. Everything.
That's very convenient.
Yes. Okay, so he's like, oh, I remember when I was a baby, and he is the cutest baby ever.
Yeah, for some reason, I mean,
Kurt
Swan, he's like adorable.
Can draw a baby.
Like really curly little hair.
Yeah, he's so cute.
And he's just sitting there.
He's... got a little robot friend back there.
The later murder, I'm sure. He looks doesn't like the robots, I'm just saying.
He looks like a cute little hobo clown.
The robot?
Yeah.
He does,
like,
actually.
Kind of like a hobo clown robot.
So, Kryptonian people find hobos amusing as well, and they make them into little robots.
Yes, that's true. They have hobo-robo.
Hobo-robo, you're going hobo-robo to
hell. Shit. Okay, so there's this guy named Tharbell, which is a great name.
Tharbell.
And
he's wearing a dress.
See, I wonder if they're related, because later they say that Clark's from the House of El, and they all have the last name El.
I'm sure right now they're just going, yeah, this sounds like a Krypton person's
probably
name.
So, there's this old dude, and he's like talking to Superman's dad, and Superman's dad's like, then you've found no cure for this virus, Tharbell? And Tharbell's like,
why
no,
is Tharbell like, sometimes the weirdest words are like bolded in the sentences. He just really wants you to understand that this is Tharbell.
He's like, no, I haven't. Not even heat or cold or vacuum seems to be able to destroy those germs, but I'll keep trying. Okay. Because that usually works on germs. It does. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sarcastic so much that
when you're really giving us kernels of knowledge,
yes,
it's hard to tell.
It's not, yes. Superman's all sick and weak, and Jimmy's like, well, don't fly back because you'll fucking crash and kill everyone.
Oh, what? No, you have to read his dramatic. His doom.
Ironic, if out of the past of Krypton has come a blight, which is to cause my doom.
My doom!
And then,
bold.
It's really kind of cute here, because Jimmy's like, it can't be so. You just got a little too near the kryptonite chest, that's all. The effect will soon pass. Like, trying to, it'll be alright!
I don't know nothing about nothing, but it's probably okay, and the virus probably didn't come and get you, and you're gonna die.
Yeah. Superman's like, no, I'm way away from it now. I still feel like shit, and he's like, okay, well, we'll go see the best doctor in Metropolis. That's not a good... It's not going to do anything. But he doesn't want him to fly back because he might, you know...
Die.
And he's like, come on, get in the helicopter with me. And so the next scene, they're in the they're at the doctor's office in a great medical foundation, it says. It says, Doctor, I've summoned Superman's best friends, Lois Lane, Lana Lane, and Perry White. Perry White? They've been waiting with me. What did you find out? And Doctor's like, apparently this kryptonite virus did not affect Earth people, but it's affecting Superman terribly. His pulse, respiration, strength, blah, blah, blah.
He's dying.
He's hella dying.
I like Lois. Like, what are you trying to tell
us? Yes.
He's like, I thought it was really clear that I just told you that he's dying.
And he says, I'm saying that we have no knowledge of this alien virus, no cure for it. I could have told you this. Okay, we can't even check
the box said that.
Yeah, the box says this. It says in 30 days, Superman will be dead. Then Lois starts crying.
Oh, this is my favorite panel.
This is really cute. And Lana Lang's there, and she's like, Lois, we've been rivals for years. How will we ever forget Superman? And Lois is like, I know, Lana, dear. We must comfort each other.
And because
yeah.
We're five, we both, sitting across the room from each other, when got to that panel, went like, oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah?
Wait,
yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. So we're five. That would have been another L they could add to their L's. Shit. Okay, so Superman still has, like, a little bit of a super hearing. He totally hears the doctor say he's gonna fucking die. Yeah. Apparently the doctor didn't tell him this.
Yeah. He just goes outside and tells his friends
first. What is that? Is that doctor protocol? You tell the friends first?
I don't know.
But which is really cute panels here is, like, Superman sitting on a little doctor's bed.
These are, like, not only cute, but the most emo panels of Superman I've ever
And then
seen.
He, like, looks out the window and looks really sad. He's like, I just can't believe it. I've got to go get away from everyone, even Lois and Jimmy, till I think this through. And then he flies off all weak and wobbly. And then he goes and sits on a rock while lightning.
Yeah, this is really dramatic. You should post that panel.
Yeah, this is the most dramatic thing. It's like he's sitting on a rock and there's lightning all around him and he's thinking. And he's thinking, I only have 30 days left and it's my last chance to help the world before my end. And so Superman's like, he's got all these things. He like goes back to his Fortress of Solitude. And he's looking at all his stuff.
Well, no, I like first that he has to... He's, like, dying and weak, but he has to, like, pick up his stupid giant front door key to get in.
Your front door key isn't so smart now, is it?
But you regret that design choice. But he gets in.
Yeah, but he's, like, straining, but he can still get in. And he's looking at all his souvenirs from... Which all looks like... They all look like they're blenders. That's a pasta strainer.
He has a lot of kitchen adventures that we don't hear about.
That's definitely a pasta strainer.
Everything does look like a blender.
Yeah. So, they all look like something they sell on that ShamWow thing. So, anyways. Yeah, that looks like a bar of butter. So that's not a souvenir, Superman.
You're in the kitchen.
So he's, like, going around his, like, little fortress. He's thinking about, he did all this stuff, but there's a lot of other stuff that he wanted to do, too. Like, you know, he's got this bottled city of Kandor, and he never figured out a way for them to be free and big.
Yeah, I'm gonna call, Shenanigans. He didn't figure out how, because he never tried.
This point that you make comes up several times as we see. So Superman is like talking about how there's all these things that these threats to the planet that he never got around to.
I was like, dude, why didn't you just go do it?
He was busy.
Oh gosh, I know he does a lot of stuff, but he is a Superman.
Like the first one makes sense. He says like he wanted to put an irrigation system onto the planet, but. That's kind of, like, not really saving people. That's kind of more like a side... I understand that's a side project. But one is, like, there's a fucking planet that's gonna crash into the Earth one day. And
yeah, he's like... Right. I'll deal with that later.
Yeah. And then he's talking about, oh, Supergirl, she's Kryptonian too, so she can't, like... I won't tell her about my condition, because she tried and help me. If she came near me, she'd get this virus too.
Because she would immediately try and hug him.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
She would. Even if he's like, okay, you can't hug me.
You'll die. Yeah. She'd be slowly moving towards him.
She would. To be honest, she probably would. Okay. So he's like, I'll tell Perry not to print this news. Now it cuts away to the Daily Planet, and Perry is saying something really awesome. He says, no word of him anywhere. Do you suppose that Superman went off into space by himself to die? Like, in front of Lois and Jimmy. And Lois is like, oh no, he wouldn't! Superman wouldn't go without saying, choke, goodbye. And
he's not very sensitive, what can you say?
And then, thankfully, like, Superman just appears so that Lois doesn't freak out. Fuck, what the hell, Perry?
He's not a delicate man.
Maybe he just wandered off to die like a dog. Like an animal does? Thanks, Perry. Okay, so Lois is like, I knew you'd come back. You must stay in the hospital under the best of care. And Superman's like, no, Lois, I have all these things to do. And he's like, I don't want you to tell everybody. Don't print this in the fucking newspaper, you
assholes.
Don't
tell Supergirl. Nobody tell Supergirl. Oh my god, don't tell Supergirl.
Don't tell Supergirl. And Lois is like, of course. And... Superman's like, I'm having Clark do something for me, so he won't be back on the job for a while.
Something. A while.
And he's like, I mustn't let them know yet that I'm Clark. It would give them two to mourn over instead of, well, no, it wouldn't. They'd just be like, that's one. That's still one person.
You're still the same person. I guess it almost makes sense if you don't think about it.
No, it doesn't. And so then he's like, I gotta go. And then he's like, oh. And he's like, in pain. And Jimmy's like, oh, you're getting worse. And you're no shape to do anything. Superman's like, no, I'll fly away. And he's like, flying away really weakly. And he's like, I've got stuff to do. And then he is going to the middle of the desert. And Jimmy's like, I'm going to follow him in the news helicopter.
Yeah, and which is very fast.
Yes,
fast
to keep up with super, Superman. Super fast. And so Superman builds a shovel. Mm-hmm. A giant shovel.
Of course.
And to dig canals, which I would say is a form of tunneling.
I would agree. I had to point out, I was like, what? I kept reading this one word bubble, and I was like, I don't understand what this means. And it says he wants to build a bunch of... Yeah, we'll read that, I'm blind.
He's like, I built this giant shovel to dig the canals that Earth, like Mars, will need someday for irrigation.
And I was like, there's like two or three bubbles where he says, like, Mars about this, and I was like... What?
So, I think this is it. It's like, back in the day, when they would look at Mars and, like, telescopes and shit, they thought that Mars looked like it had irrigation channels or something. Or maybe they're just saying, oh yeah, we could totally live on Mars if we make irrigation shit. There's no fucking water there. What are you going to irrigate?
So is that first thing? Did they just think that's what they were seeing?
I don't know now.
That's what Jake said. We asked another person in the apartment, and they agreed with that first
interpretation. All of us are scientists.
Yes. Okay. I like to point out that he went to school as well.
Superman didn't go to school at all. Actually, he did go to Metropolis University.
Oh, that's right.
He dated a mermaid. That's like the greatest. Another story. That's another story for another time and podcast. Okay, so then he makes this giant shovel, and as Jimmy's like shows up, and then Superman's like, "Oh, weak," and he like drops the shovel. This giant shovel.
Yeah.
It's lucky he didn't land on
Jimmy.
Yeah,
it looks like it's gonna kill Jimmy again. It looks like he was trying to accidentally hit him again.
It says, bump, crash. Cute. And he's like, you just had another attack, Superman. You must lie down. Why does he even have his camera with him? He's gonna take pictures of...
It's vital to the...
He's taking pictures of Superman dying. I bet.
The world needs to know. And yes. That's how Jimmy's gonna make his millions.
It is how he's gonna
make... The death of Superman.
Oh, my God. Film. So... He's like, Jesus, Superman, lie down. And Superman's like, no, I've got to prepare something quickly. Supergirl's on patrol and should be passing overhead any moment. I'll send my robots to help me. So he brings his robot bitches over and he's like, make me a box. And they make the super aquarium that we see on the front cover. And he's telling them how to make it because he knows how to make...
He knows to make a germ
box.
Containing...
Isolation chamber box? Yeah. Whatever. He wants a lead hyphen glass isolation booth so my disease won't affect Supergirl.
With a speaker.
With a speaker. And a microphone. Mm-hmm. And the robots are like, okay! And then he's talking all weakly. And then Jimmy is in the box with him because he thinks... Jimmy's probably got the germs all over him still because Jimmy doesn't bathe.
And because he opened the black thread into his own face.
Yes. Right. So he's like, well, maybe Jimmy's got that disease on him still and I don't want him to, like, give it to her either. Which is okay.
I'm glad he doesn't want his cousin to die.
Yes, that's good.
That's very nice. That's the most love he's ever shown her.
And so, I don't get this weird part where he's like, okay, robots, now build the canals with those giant shovels. And the robots are like, there's sunspot activity. We can't. Our shit's gonna fry.
See, this makes sense. They had to do this because immediately when they showed up, I went, we'll just have them do everything. Superman is dying.
Yeah.
He doesn't need anybody else's help.
Yeah.
He has two robots that are as strong as he is.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, we gotta get rid of these guys real quick. Sunspot interference.
Yeah, so sunspots apparently interfere with electronics. I think they do. That makes sense.
Including future Superman robots.
Mm-hmm. We're vastly underqualified for this.
This issue is too science.
Yeah, there's too much science. I don't know any of this. That is a really ugly picture of Superman.
Aw, he's dying.
Yeah, I'm not going to look like that when I die. I'm going to look awesome.
You're not going to look like a man?
I'm going to put a mask on. I'm going to be wearing a Superman costume, but... He's like, what irony, just when I need my robots the most, cruel fate makes them fail me. And then,
your day is sucking pretty hard, Superman.
Yeah, this is a really shitty day for Superman. And Supergirl's like, Superman, what's wrong? You look strange. And that queer...
Also, you're in a box.
And that queer booth around you.
I hate when there are queer booths around me.
And Superman's like, don't call Jimmy a queer booth. And no, he doesn't say that.
Yes, he did. He did.
I wish he did. And this is like lead-glass booth. Is germ-proof to protect you from the virus X that is killing me. The virus may have contaminated Jimmy, and while it can't hurt him, blah, 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 blah. So, he's got this little piece of paper that has a little list on it, and he's holding it up to the glass.
I like that he wrote it out like he couldn't remember the tasks he needed to do that day, and he had to write them down.
So cute. And he's like, there are all these great dangers that Earth will face in the future, and I'd hope to do these things to prevent them, but I haven't the strength now. And Supergirl's like, but we, all your super comrades, can pinch hit for you, Superman. They're colossal, but we'll do them somehow before choke you die. And then she finds Krypto, and then she goes to the little bottle of Kandor, and she's like, she's rounding up people, and she's like, it says, in the Fortress of Solitude, the call rings like a toxin, and I had to look up what a toxin is.
It's spelled T-O-C-S-I-N.
Yes, and it's like an alarm. It's like the sound a bell makes or whatever.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, we're always learning English on this show. We're being taught so many words.
That don't exist in the
world anymore.
Were
kids smarter back in the day? What the hell? I wouldn't know what that word is. Okay, so she's like getting the emergency squad to come out of the little bottle, and then she goes to the future really quickly. quickly and gets the Legion of Superheroes. Thank God.
Thank God they're finally involved.
That's what this comic's about. I mean, the podcast is about. And she's like, come on, help me.
I like her, I like how they handle time stream
that's cute.
Interference in a single panel. Yes. It's just Supergirl in the corner of the panel with, like, the rainbow of the dates over her, and it looks really cute.
It's really adorable. Oh, so then as Supergirl flashes back to her own time, she's, like, crying, and she's like, I mustn't cry, there's no time to cry now, for all of us must rally to make the last deeds of dying Superman his greatest.
Wait, are they really his last deeds if he didn't do them?
Yes.
Oh, oh.
Shh, shh. Oh, oh. So that ends part one. So all that just for the setup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we'll get to the real story.
Yeah. So now there's like another splash page as part two starts. Mm-hmm. And it says, the super comrades of all time. This is really cute. And so there's like a Legion bubble full of Legion.
Which is like the biggest Legion bubble, by the way.
Holy shit.
Normally you like see them show up and maybe it's like three or four people tops, yeah. I think, has been in this bubble before. There's like, I can see at least like 2, 4, 6, 8 and possibly more like little heads in there. And an entire ship.
Yeah, what's really cool is that there's a ship inside the bubble. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I like this. So, this is like definitely my favorite issue so far. And so then there's splash page and Supergirl's flying, Krypto's flying, Emergency Squad's flying, Legion Bubble's flying, and then there's some dude down there that's like, look, it's Supergirl leading a parade of super beings. And where's the greatest hero of them all? -- Superman. And then Superman's outside of his little box and he's like, all week, get back in your box. And Lois is like, please, Superman, try to rest. Supergirl will do the things you couldn't do. And Superman's like, I know she'll try, but they're too big even for Supergirl. If only I could regain my strength. And he's sad.
And he's sad.
Lois is like, it's so like Superman. Even dying, he thinks of others. And then he's like, oh, when Supergirl comes back, I'll get back into the isolation chamber with Jimmy. And they're also summoning Lori the Mermaid, which is really cool. Oh, I kind of skipped this, but Supergirl told Krypto to go underwater, and because Lori isn't that mermaid friend, she, like, has telepathy, she's like, oh, well, Krypto, Lori will read what's going on from your dog mind.
I wish that he went down there and she was just like, he wants a treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't get that Superman's dying from him at all.
Huh, like, what is, does the dog talk and, like, think in sentences? I mean, I guess
he does. They've given him thought bubbles before.
When we read it, but what the hell? Yeah, yeah, I'm just expecting.
Oh, look, she's a mermaid.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if she wants to understand dog thoughts, I can't really.
Yeah, maybe
I can't really complain.
Maybe it's very close to fish thought.
Maybe.
Okay. So Krypto's like telling her with his brain. And she's like, as I can send and receive thoughts telepathically, I understand you, Krypto. I'll be ready with my people to help in the super task. And the tiny Kandorian, she didn't open the bottle for them?
No, she just called.
Okay.
And she's like, hey guys, tiny guys, trapped in a bottle, we need your help. Peace out.
Yeah.
She like flew out of there.
So she didn't open the bottle for them because she's nasty. But don't worry, they've got like a way to get out of the bottle. They have this, like,
seem to take extreme effort, by the way.
God, yeah, they have to, like, push
the little
backs.
Because they don't have super strength inside the bottle,
yeah.
Right?
They don't.
So it's, like, all of them, like, with little suction cups on their feet, stuck to the side of the bottle, like, pushing with their backs to get the lid off.
Aww. And then they've gotten, there's, the enlarging gas has made us and our costumes a few inches tall.
Yeah,
so they explained
the weird. Was when we were looking at the cover, and when we figured out who those small people were, we were like, those people aren't small enough to be inside the bottle city of Kandor. But I guess when they leave the bottle, they get exposed to a gas that makes them a few inches taller, but not people size.
Okay. And right, they explain then. There's a dude named Brainiac, the evil Brainiac, who put them inside that bottle in the first place. And then it cuts to the future. And it's the Legion of Superheroes getting inside their time bubble.
You know what I thought was weird here?
What?
It says Bouncy Boy, Saturn Girl, Cosmic King.
That's a typo.
Whatever.
That's horrible.
He becomes a man before she becomes a woman, maybe.
He's never called Cosmic King.
Is he never called that?
No.
Is that a bad guy?
That's... Is that Cosmic Lord? Cosmic...
Lightning Lord.
Lightning Lord, Cosmic King. Yeah, you're right.
Oh! This doesn't mean anything. we'll make that noise like we figured something out.
Yeah, it's... they're bringing Cosmic King, the bad guy, along with them for some reason. Okay.
I like how often, Lyle's invisible for no reason.
Yeah, it's cute. Invisible Kid is here, and we haven't seen him very much.
Because he's invisible.
Because he's... shut up. Shut up and die. He's running around. He has very nice legs.
Yes, he does. So does Lightning Lightning.
Yes, but Lyle's looks nicer. It also looks like he's wearing tiny, tiny pants.
Tiny running shorts.
Yes.
It looks like.
Yeah, this is very cute. So, Lightning Lad is going, hurry up, Brainiac 5. All the others are entering. And Brainiac 5 is like, sorry, Lightning Lad, the approaching death of the great Superman has upset me, and I want to stay here.
Which we just started giggling.
Because in the cartoon...
Brainiac 5 totally loves Superman!
He's totally in love with him and super... I'm not even kidding.
He, like, super loves him.
Yeah, just watch the opening of season 2.
He, like, loves him. He loves him. It's not even, like, a question. Yeah, it's not weird. It's not even one of those, like, oh, fans are making up stuff. No, he, like, wants to go on dates with him.
Yes.
He specifically wants to date Superman.
This is where it came from.
Maybe.
Not really.
So we giggled stupidly, because that's what we do most of the time when we're reading this.
So what is this, what is that building over there? Again!
Don't question the landscape of the future!
God damn, this city that makes no sense! And there's this weird building in the background, a giant field, and then there's mountains, and then the rocket ship. Okay, whatever. So... And then Brainiac's thinking, Brainiac 5 is thinking, yeah, Superman's fatal illness. There's a hyphen and I got confused.
Illness. It just didn't fit.
Yes, Superman's fatal illness gives me the chance I've waited for a long time.
Bum, bum, bum?
Yeah, and then the narrator is like, but Brainiac 5, the descendant of the evil Brainiac, has always been a heroic youth. Is it possible his good deeds were all ... pretense? That's like not that evil if you're just like not going.
Yeah. I'm going to help.
Fuck you. Okay, and Supergirl's like, but why won't you come with us to help Brainiac 5? I counted on your great scientific abilities because the rest of these people are dumb.
Yeah. You're the only one with any sort of brain whatsoever.
No kidding. And he's like, I'll explain later, Supergirl. There's something I must do here first. And that's a totally different answer. There's you crying too much.
I'm too sad. I have something to do.
I'll be there later are two different things. Yeah. Okay. So then he goes back to his lab, and he's like, my laboratory is set up now to get the materials I need. With Superman stricken, this is the greatest chance of my lifetime. Dun, dun, dun.
Ominous?
Question mark? There's a lot of stuff going on in this issue, guys. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty deep. I like this issue because it's more complex than usual.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy. So, Superman is explaining to all the assembled super people friends.
Oh, they're all standing outside his Superman aquarium.
They're shrinking violet.
Oh.
Cute, yes. And, these are all the great tasks I have for you. Can you do them, Supergirl? And Supergirl's like, we can! I'll assign a task and I'll handle the problem of that threatening planet myself. That sunspot activity has stopped, so I'll activate your robots. And the robots come and they do indeed dig the canal.
Mm-hmm.
That is an excessive amount of tunneling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that counts as tunneling if they just make a divot in the ground. I'll say
it's still digging.
It is. It's excessive diggling. Diggling? Digging with giant shovels.
Yes.
He has three giant shovels. Okay. So the robots are like, faster, faster! And they're all trying to, like, hurry up because Superman...
Might die.
And they don't want to, like, miss him dying and they want to get this all done.
Yeah, they want to please him before his death.
Yes.
So he's not like, I left all these things to finish! Oh, die.
Soon, the irrigation canals for humanity's future needs transform Earth's deserts to look from space like Mars. What?
Yeah.
Sure, like Mars. Okay, whatever. We don't understand this space reference. Okay, and then Supergirl's going out in space, and she's going to go take care of that.
This is my favorite thing, by the way. I read this, and I was like, what? Okay, so this threat that Superman told him to go take care of is that this like planet is hurtling towards Earth, so It's going to like crash into Earth. They don't say if anything lives on this planet. I mean, I guess if a planet's hurtling through space, probably not. I mean, all the planets are hurtling through space, technically, right?
That's true.
But I guess if this one's hurtling in a line, and maybe nothing lives on it, but they don't make that clear. So she wants to stop this planet from hitting Earth, so she throws it into another planet.
Both of those planets...
And she said the other planet was uninhabited, so at least the second planet has no life on it. But I was in question about whether the first one had to land on it.
It's going to hit that other uninhabited world nearby. Maybe she means... Let's hope so.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
That they were both uninhabited.
I'm sure they were sentient.
She's like, gotta save Earth!
Whatever, they would do that.
So she destroys two planets while she's out. That's all I'm saying.
And she comes back.
But
she's not back yet. But Superman can see the red star... That is the explosion. He can see the explosion.
Has she not been able to see that for like years?
He's Superman. He can super see them. And he's like, Supergirl succeeded. That red star is a funeral pyre of a threat to Earth. Yes, Superman. He's like laying on a rock.
All those people.
She's like, so he's like laying on this rock.
Oh yeah, he's really dramatic again.
Super tired and crying, and he's like. But even greater menace to future is the vast cloud of fungus in distant space that will someday reach Earth and blight all plant life. How can she, ever deal with that?
I like this because this is like two things now that were threats to Earth that he was just not dealing with yet, but could have. Could have.
I hate to point out that his friends are from the future.
So Earth did not become destroyed.
Yeah.
But maybe it didn't become destroyed because they came back and did this. Except they weren't thinking about
it. Superman's also... They would know if Superman was going to die.
I know. That was the first thing I was thinking she shows up. And she's like, hey guys, you should help. Superman's going to die. And they're like, that's not when he dies. Yeah. We know when he dies. They're 1,000 years in the future.
I guess they can't ruin it. And maybe they know that they're supposed to go back.
Maybe just in their stalker video that they're always watching, they haven't gone that far yet.
Maybe they just don't care to tell. They like just want to go on an adventure. They're just bored.
Yeah, sure, we'll do this.
Okay, whatever. So then we see the tiny, tiny Kandorian Superman Emergency Squad. This is really cute. This is the fucking cutest thing. Because it's everyone is carrying blocks of iron. It's like the Superman robots are carrying a bunch, but Krypto's carrying one in his mouth.
Yeah, it's
just
like,
one.
It's like super teamwork. Everyone has one.
And then
Triplicate Girl, all three of her are carrying one.
Yeah, but it's like kind of silly because like the super... Some people are stronger than others here.
I like this. Note that Saturn Girl isn't carrying anything. She's just bossing them around.
Because otherwise it wouldn't do it if she didn't force them to. They all look pissed off. Look Cam's face.
Cam looks really unhappy to be holding this.
he's ripped. Damn, Cam. Look how ripped he is.
If Bouncing Boy can hold one, so can you, Cam.
he's not even carrying, he's bouncing with it.
He's not gonna hold his arms.
Whatever.
With his fatty arms.
Whatever. Whatever, Bouncing Boy. Okay, so then they make a giant pyramid, and I thought they were going to make a pyramid in Superman's honor. Because it's shaped like a pyramid.
You know,
we're going to bury you inside the Superman.
You know, I weirdly assumed this was going to be hurled into space.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I was seriously like, I don't know why that would stop the thing, because even the solution they have, I don't know why it stops the thing, but I was like, they're going to put this in space for some reason. Somehow this is going to stop the thing.
Kristen, you're becoming one with the, the horrible comic. Okay, so... So, as Supergirl's doing all these tests, she keeps wondering, why is Brainiac not coming to this? Like, even when she's pushing those two planets into each other, she's going,
why is Brainiac not here?
Brainiac 5 should be here. He's smart. And then, so they decide they have made this giant pyramid of iron, and she's like, she keeps calling them super comrades. That's a little red. It's a little red
for
this.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that. Yeah.
Are they red letter?
How many communists are in the Legion of Superheroes? I have a list. We're going to start this McCarthyism of the Legion. Okay, so she goes, with all the super comrades contributing, soon there'll be enough metal to forge a weapon against that distant fungus menace. Does this work? Does iron work against fungus?
Even reading that, I was like, but I still thought they were going to throw them into space. It makes no sense. What they do also makes no sense to me.
Okay.
But, yeah. Also, I also like to point out, so the next thing she does is they ask Cosmic, is he here? Is he Cosmic King?
Now he's Cosmic Boy.
Okay, so that's Cosmic Boy. So typo. Yeah. They asked Cosmic Boy to drag these things, these little pieces of metal up into space.
Yeah.
Why'd they have to carefully place them into the shape of a pyramid for him to do this? Couldn't they have thrown them into a pile? Just...
I don't know. They're organized. I can just see Saturn Girl being an asshole. No, they have to be in a pyramid.
Perfect square.
Perfect pyramid. No. Pyramid. And so, maybe it's... I don't fucking know.
It just seemed like a waste of effort, because it's a very nice pyramid.
Yeah.
But he's going to hurtle them into space.
Yes.
So the pyramid was for no reason.
I just assumed somebody on that team was really anal, and it has to be Saturn Girl. Okay, so, Cosmic Boy, you've got a really hard task here. He has to, like, use his little super magnet powers to, like, what is he doing to these? Draw them into space.
Yeah.
Pull them into space. So, this doesn't make sense either. Why did they just put them in space to begin with? They
can all flat.
Okay, never mind. Okay, we don't get...
Don't analyze the super action.
Kaz has to do this really hard thing. And so he... This is, like, really challenging shit to draw for this guy. It's like, oh, no, draw it going into space. Yeah. I would have kicked
this... A large stream of these things.
Edmund Hamilton. I would have kicked this guy's ass. What do you mean, make the pyramid of iron go into space and form a ring around the planet? So they make the bricks go into space, and then lightning lad zaps them for some reason, and then it forms a ring around the planet, like kind of like the ring of Saturn. And I still don't understand, why did he electrically charge them?
I don't know.
Maybe this will stop a fungus if you electrocute something. I don't know.
Electricity kills a lot of things.
I don't know.
Maybe
we need a third member to like be really into science. Okay, so they hurtled it into space at this giant cloud of fungus that was going to come to Earth and kill all the plant life on Earth, and it works. It destroys it.
Somehow.
Don't worry about it. And then she's like...
So they won.
Yeah, they won. They awesome. Won.
In a way I don't understand, but they won.
Okay, so they have one more awesome... And they were using, like, that little spaceship. Shit, I love that spaceship. That's awesome.
You like that spaceship?
I really like that. It looks more practical and cool. So, then, they have another task, and that task that Superman wants them to do is they want... to make Antarctica a fit place for millions to live in the future as Superman wants.
Again, I don't really know it's that much about science, but I'm pretty sure melting Antarctica would be bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't understand global warming in the 60s, so... This is a big sign of that. Them going, it's gonna be a great idea if all that shit just melted and then we could just live there. So Sunboy is like gonna go up there.
Hey, you don't know it's not a good idea.
Yeah, that's true. We might find out that it's a great idea to submerge the rest of the planet. Fucking shit. It's like, okay, awesome. Oh, Superman, you're not allowed to have plans. This is why Brainiac 5's not there, because he would go, no! No! What are you, crazy? No! This is a real plot reason. So, Supergirl's like, you're the only one who can do that, Sunboy, with your power of creating solar heat. Wait, I'll seek out Brainiac 5. Perhaps he can think of something. So, I think she understands this is going to be kind of tricky. We don't want to do this wrong.
And kill everyone.
They all go see the smart one and see if he has any ideas for this. And so, meanwhile, back in the desert, Lois has passed out.
Not, she's that upset.
Yeah, because she hasn't eaten and slept for days.
She's a delicate lady.
I would faint it too if my super boyfriend, like, was dying.
I would be like, could someone move his tank to not the middle of the desert?
Yeah!
This is a crappy place to die.
He should be, like...
Just not in Death Valley looking place.
Yeah, yeah. Put him in his little...
In a forest somewhere.
Apartment or something. I don't know. The Daily Planet. Everyone can come and look at him.
Yes.
And, so then, he makes Jimmy take her back in the helicopter back to, Metropolis. And leaving Superman alone and emo in the desert. It looks really, it's like even the sun's setting.
You should just, post all the emo panels, like, one right next to each other and see how upset he was this whole issue.
This is so cute. This is really sad. Just like, tomorrow, the sun sets in ominous red splendor. And Superman's saying, tomorrow will rise again on what may be my last day of life. Strange, but I feel a little stronger now. Perhaps the last surge of life before the end. While this last little surge of strength remains, there's something I must do. I'll get started now. And then Jimmy comes back, and he's like, where the fuck did Superman go?
You see his empty Superman tank.
And then he thinks, has he left to die by himself? Do they always think Superman's gonna go off and die by himself?
Maybe.
Okay, so, cut back to the most important person.
Yes, I was thinking. The only part that matters.
Oh, he stayed in the time bubble. I thought he stayed in the future. Oh, but no. Brainiac 5 did not just stay back in the future. He's staying in the time bubble.
Oh.
Crying.
I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, okay. So he actually came, but he stayed inside the time bubble. And the time bubble isn't just a bubble now. It has, like...
a giant lab inside of it.
It has, like, desks and computers and shit. And they're all in pink, like Barbie's dream house. And so he's got a little...
He likes to work in pink. Is that a problem? I think we see his choice of clothing.
That's true. He looks super old. There.
He's had a rough day.
So, Supergirl flies up. She's like, Brainiac 5 has been secretive and strange since Superman fell sick. I'll demand that he help us, or request that he resign from the Legion. Listen, lady!
I'll bribe him into helping, or else he'll have to leave the team.
Has her outfit changed? Skirt always blue? I thought it was red before.
I cannot remember yesterday.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. And Brainiac 5 is like, Supergirl, I'll tell you the truth. I've been laboring all this time to try and find a cure for Virus X. You mean he's not evil?
Oh my goodness, I totally thought that he was.
Oh,
totally,
man.
Completely evil.
He's like, I've been concentrating all my scientific ability on the problem day and night. You see, it's always been my dream to somehow make up for the guilt of my evil ancestor, Brainiac, who was Superman's greatest foe. I thought if I could cure Superman, that would do it. And she's like, so you found a cure? He's like, no! I failed! All my scientific research convinces me that there's nothing on Earth that can cure that virus from Paris... What? From Paris Krypton. What the fuck is that sentence?
On Earth that can cure that virus from Paris Krypton.
Okay, whatever.
The virus from Paris Krypton.
Oh, okay. Superman is doomed! And that ends part two. Dun, dun, dun. But then the bomb says, continued, third page following. So then there's like
it's
an ad
for a Tootsie Roll ad,
and then there's like some other
a shorty comic
Palisades amusement park tickets.
Nice.
for New Jersey.
Superman sent them to us, so he's not dead.
Oh, Superman! Dead Superman tickets. Enjoy my death. Shit, that's cute. And then there's an ad.
No,
for
we cares
stamps.
About the ads. Keep going.
And there's mail. Okay. And then we see another splash page, and then this chapter is called Superman's Last Day of Life. And they're in that box. He's in that box again. Jimmy's in the box, chilling. He looks really cute. That's a little cute. That's a well-drawn Jimmy.
Sitting there next to him.
Yes, well done. And it's really cute because all the Legionnaires are standing around the box, and so are the tiny Supermans.
Yeah, and they all look sad.
They all look really sad, and Santa Girl's crying a little bit. And
she's drinking about it, super crying.
She's crying, and I keep saying Lyle, but it's Invisible Kid, has his little arm around Shrinking Violet, and they all look sad. You can tell. They're sad. They don't want him to die. This is a really cute comic.
Okay. I don't want him to die either.
I don't want him to die either. Okay. Then, Jimmy's in the fucking helicopter again. He's like, looking for Superman, because Superman fucking wandered off.
So this is the last 24 hours of Superman's life, by the way.
Like, Superman, don't go die by yourself. And he's like, oh, I'll tell the others that he's missing. And so they're in Antarctica. The others are in Antarctica. The super robots. The tiny baby Superman. They're not babies. They're just tiny. Tiny Superman.
Just because they're small doesn't mean they're also babies. It's not the same thing.
And they're in Antarctica, and a continent unconquered by man. If we could cause its ice to melt gradually, okay.
Gradually, at least they're not trying to flood the world with
I'm
all the
I'm pretty sure
water.
That's what global warming is.
They don't know. Okay. And again, global warming might be the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
You don't know. She's
like, if we can melt it gradually, it would someday be a home for Earth's expanding population, just as Superman planned. Listen, Superman doesn't know what he's talking about. That's going to kill everyone. It's going to make the water slowly go up everywhere else.
I can't wait for Superman lawyer issues. It's so far away.
God damn it, it'll never come. Okay, so all of them are making a mountain. They're like, a great mountain must be first made. It's a weird sentence. A great mountain must be first made. Must be first shaped? Whatever. They have to make a mountain. What's really cute here is that, okay, some of the people in this party have super strength. Some of them don't.
Totally don't.
Ultra Boy's not there either.
Oh, yeah.
The one guy who does have super strength.
Well, he wasn't even in the Legion when he showed up last time, right?
No, but he got in.
Wait, was he?
No, he was trying to get in.
Oh, right. He just didn't feel like coming.
Yeah. He didn't care either. He's too sad as well. They're like, what, Brainiac 5 can get out of this?
He's sleeping on the floor in the bubble. I'm sad.
There's a bunch of Legionnaires that are just being assholes. They're like, I don't feel like it. Okay, so what's great about this panel is that some of these people have superpowers, have super strength, and are clearing away the mountain.
In a quick, large, moving mass manner.
Yeah, but the Legionnaires, they're not actually super strong. They're just normal people where they have, like, one specific power. So
they're just, like, really wimpily tossing a single rock.
Yeah. And then, like, Kaz and Lightning Lad and Cam, like, all have hammers.
Yeah, that's really cute. They're just, like, chipping away really tinily and uselessly at the side of the rock.
Again, Cam looks really ripped there. Like, I cannot get over how ripped Cam
If you were
Cam
a shapeshifter,
looks.
You would make yourself extremely buff as well, don't lie.
Hot. Yeah, I would be really buff Adriana. And Hulk Adriana all the time. Is that what you're saying? I would just totally. Be a wrestler dude.
Your secret dream.
If I was a shapeshifter, I would just look like me, but on a wrestler's body. That is my dream, actually.
I told you.
Now that you mention it.
You have a complex mind, I understand it.
I would be an incredibly ripped man. You know me so well, Kristen.
I'm gonna die. Oh my god. Okay, back to mountain making.
And we should talk about my body some more.
Your weird dreams.
Okay, so the super comrades all working together. This is a really communist issue. They're all working together. Teamwork.
For the greater good of everyone.
Yeah, I don't know about this issue, guys. McCarthy would have something to say about this Superman. So, they don't actually make a mountain.
Yeah, it was a weird description a moment ago.
I was expecting a mountain to appear, but what it looks like is that they destroyed a mountain.
And then they made a golf ball on a golf ball stand.
Yeah, it looks like a little. It looks like a tiny little stick with a giant ball on top of it. And they made that. Good job, guys. And
I want to know how they just made that from the picking at the rock that they were doing down there.
Maybe they said they're carving? Are they carving?
Carved a weird giant circle out of the rock.
Okay, I bet they didn't even know what they're doing. They were going to try and make his face, and then they fucking fucked it up really hard. Okay, so can you do it, Sunboy? I don't dare use my heat vision to melt ice. It would work too quickly and it would cause floods. But you can transfer some of your heat energy to that globe.
You know what? I think if she stood on top of that and just tried to use her heat vision everywhere, it would take forever. She's like, it would happen too quickly. Unless your range of vision is a lot different than I thought, wouldn't that take forever?
Yes,
like,
because
look
it's
at
tiny
every
little,
part of the giant ice wasteland.
Tiny laser beam. Tiny.
Yeah.
Well, Supergirl doesn't know nothing.
She's like, I don't want to do it.
Superboy, is she doing anything? She's not even
no, she
bossing
was, like,
people.
Not even helping. She was, like, bossing this time. This time she bossed and Saturn Girl was somewhere else.
Good. I like this. She's not even, Saturn Girl's not even fucking helping with
she's
the
not even
tiny
here.
Hammer. Yeah. Like all you guys. Okay.
She had to go take a nap.
Superboy says that he'll try.
Sunboy.
What the
he
fuck?
He said Superboy, like, three times there.
Whatever. Sunboy. He uses sun powers. And heats up this giant ball of rock, and it's like somehow operates as a mini sun and slowly heats the Antarctic.
And melts the ice gradually.
And it's like, awesome, then this will melt it gradually and then someday it'll be cool for us to live here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope they undo all this.
So that was the end of that.
Yeah. And so then they're flying off and then they see some Birdman dude. He's like, I have a message from Lori. Queen Lori. Is she a queen?
I guess.
She's a queen of Atlantis. And we can't do this thing he asked
us
to do.
I thought that was great, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, hey guys, what the hell?
Yeah.
We can't do this task. You get down here with your super... We are just fish people. What did you want us to do here?
We don't have superpowers. We can just talk to each other. Yeah. What the hell are...
We swim about in the water and talk to the other animals.
And Supergirl's like, okay, well, we'll help. Me and the Superman Emergency Squad will help. And though I'm worried that Superman's last hours are running out, perhaps he's already dying. And so they're all concerned. They don't want to miss Superman dying, because that would be cool to watch.
Yeah, everybody wants to see that shit.
Yeah. No, not really. They're friends. They're friends. Be bad friends, but friends. And then Jimmy can't find Superman, and Lois is freaking out, because she just caught back. She's like, where's Superman? Jimmy's like, I don't know. He's gone. I'm afraid he's already dead. Yeah, just tell his girlfriend that. Yeah, sure,
asshole. Better to be dead.
Yeah. I know you were trying to, like, look forward to seeing him, and you fainted because you're so freaked out. And
maybe he's already dead.
And they were going to say goodbye to him, and yeah, maybe he's already dead.
It could have happened.
Yeah. So, actually, Superman just went to go stare at Smallville. Oh, that's sad.
Are his parents dead in this?
I don't know.
Because he's looking at Smallville and dreaming of his, like, wishing and remembering his parents smiling at him happily. But he doesn't go see his parents.
Somebody in the comments, I think, said that his parents died after he went to Metropolis.
Oh.
Probably as soon as he left.
He was only there to stop, like, the crazy whatever the hell that happened every day.
Gun-toting thugs that are...
came to rob Pa Kent's store.
that guy! Man! He's probably a drive-by thinking about the neighborhood they live in. Why is there a castle in this town?
I don't think you understand the landscape of Smallville.
Okay, Smallville's landscape also looks confusing. Okay.
That's sad. He wishes his parents weren't dead.
So he's reflecting on it. This is really sad. This almost got me choked up.
And so I looked up a panel and there was a mermaid.
So he's like thinking about his little life and
this is the best.
How lucky he was to have all these little friends. He's like, I'll never forget how, as Superboy, I used to fend off the suspicions of Lana Lang. How pretty and impish she was. I still think you're Clark Kent. And then he's like, sorry, I have to go now.
She's like, I think you're Clark Kent. He's like, I gotta go.
That's the perfect summary of their relationship,
yeah,
though.
It is. It's true.
That's what happened in, like, every issue.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
They're so clever, both of them.
And then he's like, and what a beautiful woman she grew into. I'm grateful that she and Lois Lane never, ever cared for me. It looks like never cared about me. But there is also the one other that I can't ever forget.
Who I forgot.
Who I don't know about. Yeah. And, Lila Larrell.
L-L.
God. LL alert, guys. Of doomed Krypton, who I loved and lost when I went back through time to my birth world. Hey? He's like, it's hard to say goodbye to even your memories at your life's end, but I have other farewells to make. And this is great!
I knew, like, I sing across from her and I was like, oh, I know she's excited right now!
Okay, well, as much as I love the Legion, I also love Batman. Batman's, like, my favorite shit in the world. Batman's the shit! But, what could be even greater than Superman going to say goodbye to his dearest, bestest little friend, Batman? It's awesome. But he doesn't really kind of say goodbye, which is awesome.
Yeah, this is great.
So he shows up in Gotham City, and he's like, Superman, do you need us for some mission?
And, like, Robin's there,
Robin's there, too. In his tiny little pants. Yeah. And Superman's like, no, not this time. I was just passing by and I thought I'd speak to you. And he puts his hand on Batman's shoulder. And he's like, you and Robin have been wonderful friends, Batman. We've had some great exploits together, didn't we? Well, I have to get along. And then Robin's like...
I like Robin's face. He's like, what?
Yeah, Robin looks suspicious of this guy feeling up on his father figure. And so Superman flies away.
All warbly.
And Robin's like, he moves so shakily, so unlike himself. And he looked pale, exhausted. And Batman's like, Robin, I'm afraid. It sounded to me as though Superman was saying goodbye.
And then she burst into tears. Not for Superman, but for Batman's concern.
Yeah, for Batman's tiny sadness and his little friend. Oh, Batman. What? You don't tell someone goodbye that way, Superman.
It's like, just confusing and not in any way.
Hi, Kristen. I just want to say that we've had some great times together, haven't we?
No.
We'll have to go. We'll have to get along now.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah, don't ever give me a death command.
Shit. Because... oh, God, this issue's so long.
Yeah.
Okay, so Superman's like... he goes up into space. He still has a lot of little strength left to go up into
space.
He's like, I'll use the last of my strength for this.
The other last of my strength.
I'll use the other last, and then my other last of my strength.
And the absolute last, I swear.
Oh, you notice in this panel when he shows up on the rooftop to see Batman, these birds fly away? Because he probably freaked them out.
Oh, giant bird! Oh! Giant red blue bird!
Red blue blue!
Red blue blue! No horrible Smallville references.
Oh, God. Okay, so Superman goes up into space, and what do you think he does? He's, like, looking at the moon, and he's like...
This is what I would do, totally. Okay,
so with his heat vision...
He tags the moon!
Oh, my God. So, what he tags it with is even better.
Mm-hmm.
It says, do good to others, and every man can be a Superman. And then it's, like, signed underneath Superman. And then in parentheses, it says Clark Kent. And he says, okay, when the clouds clear away at night or something, people read my last message and learn my real identity, but I'll be gone by then. And what's great about this is that it says do good to others and every man can be a Superman, but then there's no, like, dash or anything to separate the Superman from the signature. So it just looks
Superman,
like,
Superman.
Every man can be a Superman, Superman.
Clark Kent.
Clark Kent, in parentheses. Then it kind of makes it sound like, this is for Clark Kent. Clark Kent, I'm talking to you.
Here's a message for you, Clark Kent, from the moon. It's Superman.
But what's great is that he doesn't understand how the planet works, and so that somebody should always be able to see the moon, right?
No clouds. Clouds in space that are on the moon.
Space clouds are surrounding the moon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just try to ignore that part and that half the planet knows his secret now, but it's okay. It's okay. Whatever. So keep going. Okay, so... Superman goes back to his little, like, where the box is in the desert.
I like that Jimmy and Lois just sat there waiting.
I would wait there, too. What else are you gonna do?
Go out of the desert.
Just fanning themselves and crying.
Think Superman could find him if he wasn't dead.
And so, Jimmy's like, Superman, where have you been? I've searched, but, oh, you're falling. And he's like, I was saying some goodbyes, but I'm afraid the effort has finished me, for I can't even stand now. And... He's like, I wish I could have said goodbye to my friend Mon-El in the fan zone, but Lori is too busy with the task I gave her to contact him telepathically.
And again, maybe you shouldn't have given the weak fish people a task like this.
Yeah.
This task that we have yet to see.
So, what is this task? This task is, there's a giant fucking crazy monster from hell. It looks like a Doberman fucked a lobster. It does.
I guess that's right.
Yeah. And, it's like, before Superman became ill, he had warned me that a radioactivity in a deep abyss was blah, 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 blah.
So, a giant radioactive monster in a hole in the bottom of the ocean.
Do they throw a radioactive Doberman in there? I don't know what... How would that happen? Okay, whatever. Science.
So, if eating a radioactive monster can give you powers, then I think that radioactive stuff can do anything you want it to do.
Let's not even talk about Mon-El. I mean... Ultra Boy.
Yeah.
They have this shrinking formula they want to use on it to, like...
It's nice that they don't just want to kill it, because that's what I'd do.
Yeah, me too. I would drop a rock on it.
It's an abomination.
It's never going to be living a happy life.
It's in pain. It's like, please
kill me. So, they're like, don't worry, we'll inject it. And she's got a giant syringe.
Yeah.
It's cute. And so she injects it. It's cute because Crypto's fighting this thing too.
I like how it's like, ow! Like the monster looks like it's.
Yeah.
Like when she's giving it the shot, it's like heads over to one side and its mouth wide open. It's like, oh! It doesn't like needles either.
You've done it, Supergirl. I wonder if they're going to take that tiny. I hope it got like hand size like that other monster.
To keep it as a pet.
Yeah, a little pet in a jar.
What was that, the infinite monster?
The infinite monster. Yeah. It's cute.
Put them together. Yeah. See who wins a fight.
Yeah. Kristen, no. You're not allowed in Superman's Fortress Zoo. And so they go back to Superman's box, and they're like, he's dying. And Jimmy's crying, or something. Yeah, is he crying? I can't tell, he's got too many freckles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, strange how my very last thoughts turn back to Krypton, to my parents, to all that perished. This is sad. And Supergirl's like, Brainiac 5, you said your research proved that nothing on Earth could cure Virus X, but couldn't there have been something on Krypton that could cure it? Brainiac 5's like, I didn't think of that.
For some reason.
Even though I'm a super genius. and an alien. You should have been trying everything.
Yeah, why was he only trying stuff on Earth? He's from not Earth.
He's also lazy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He was really concerned, but only as much as it listen, could reach outside hard, and get the ingredients.
It's hard to do science when you're crying so much. You couldn't think.
In a little pink lab.
And who is seeking a cure? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's like thinking that scientists might have had a cure and found it before the world
exploded.
Which is
not where I thought this was going to go.
Yeah, this is
it
not.
It shouldn't be like, well, let's hope that in the past they found a cure before they all died. That it was like, let's hop in this shit and take you to Krypton, and you can make a cure because you can make shit because you're a scientist, and they don't need to have had a cure because you're Brainiac 5, but that's not where this is going to go.
Yeah. What happens instead is Supergirl goes back to Krypton. She goes back through time before Krypton was destroyed, okay? And she's like, oh, this Krypton, I've never been here before, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, I don't have time to waste. But she does.
Yeah, we both stopped and went, no, you do have time. You're in the past.
Yeah.
You just need to go back to the time you left, and you could stay there for years if you
maybe
want.
She has really bad breaks on the time stream.
She's been very specific with her landing in places.
That's true. I don't know. She's not good at this. No one sat her down. Listen, you don't
understand
have
time.
You do have time to waste. This I would say this is like an old timey comic thing, but this happened like in fucking Final Crisis, and it pissed me off to no end.
Oh, was everyone running around with no time to do anything?
Yeah. He's like
running back and forth through time.
Yeah, it's like, how did Batman die? Well, Superman wasn't there. He was in the future. No, that doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna kill you. fucking shit. Okay, so. It's only okay if you're a really old man living in the 60s that can't understand time travel.
Then it's just cute.
Yes. She goes to Krypton, she's overhearing,
somehow she walks right up to where this dude is.
Yeah, she overhears Tharbell talking about it, and he's, like, saying that, the only thing that will destroy Virus X is element 202, but that itself is fatal to any human being. I shall use it to destroy this sample.
Why would they know it's... Do they mean a human being?
They mean a Kryptonian.
Okay.
They mean a person.
I thought they meant a human, and I was like, why do they care?
They are very bad at saying Kryptonian rather than human, because apparently it seems like if you're a human-shaped person,
you're a human.
They just call you human in these comics. Yeah. Okay, so it's hopeless. It's hopeless.
I'm sorry, I was questioning.
And Supergirl comes back through the time stream. She's like, I hate to go back.
Wait, so what did they just learn? They just learned that there's some chemical.
There's element 202 that can kill the virus, but it also killed a person.
Oh, so they can destroy the virus, but they can't cure a person
yes,
from it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, Supergirl's all sad. She's like, I have to go back to them with this news, but I don't want to, but I have to tell them the truth. And so she comes back, she's like, so there's never a cure. And Superman's like, but you heard Tharbell say he was going to destroy the Virus X sample that he had in that chest using element 202. If he killed it, then how did I catch it? And
I'm glad he caught that.
Yeah, this is the most logic Superman's ever used. And Supergirl's like, that's true, but if you didn't catch Virus X, Superman, what is killing you? And Saturn Girl's like, please be quiet, everyone.
And she's got a really pissed off face.
Yeah, it's like, I hear an inner voice. Someone is trying to contact me telepathically. And who is it but Mon-El!
Yay!
I am Mon-El, Superman's friend from the Phantom Zone. I have observed this tragedy from the beginning, but because you were all engrossed with your super task, I could make no mental contact to tell you. So Mon-El knew this all on, but these assholes were just like,
they were not paying attention.
Not
they were
listening
too busy doing other stuff.
Yeah. Maybe, Superman, you should have gotten that mermaid to talk to Mon-El.
Yeah.
Should have said goodbye to me, Superman.
Maybe you should say goodbye to the guy that you poisoned.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to bring that up.
Entrapped in timeless place.
Oh my god.
He's just guilty about it.
Yeah.
I would go see him if I could. Too bad I can't.
Yeah. You need to, like, somebody needs to tell that guy that there's never going to be a cure.
Yeah.
That Superman's dead.
You're trapped there forever. Peace out.
So, he's like, it is not Virus X that is killing. I'm sorry, we're interrupting the big, important.
The dramatic conclusion with making fun of the dramatic conclusion.
He's like, it is not Virus X that is killing Superman, but a nugget of green kryptonite. Nugget. And he's like, I saw that chunk of kryptonite flew and embedded itself in Jimmy Olsen's camera when Superman drove the kryptonite chest underground. So, there's like a piece of kryptonite lodged in Jimmy's camera, and if you paid attention, every time he was near Jimmy is when he felt like shit. Mm-hmm. And they even put Jimmy in the fucking box with him.
Yes.
And so that was making him super sick. And not only that, but Jimmy has to take a stupid camera everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Because he wanted to film.
Yeah.
His best friend dying. Yeah. Is that weird?
Faces of Death. Super Faces of Death. Horrible snuff film that he was making.
No.
Ugh, it's gross. And Superman's like, oh. Okay. It's like...
Sweet.
So
they're like, oh, I got those surges of strength when he wasn't near me.
Yeah, not, so it does make
sense. It wasn't
sense.
My last will to live surges of strength. It was that guy covered in poison.
Went away.
Went away from me.
Yeah. That's cute. So, I was like, oh, you'll recover fast now. Oh, Superman. I don't know what that O is. And he's like... Oh shit, I left that, my secret identity on the moon. And he's like, he flies away really fast with Supergirl.
Yeah, he's like super concerned.
He's like, shit. Guys, come with me. And so Supergirl and Crypto, I'll go with him, and they like take out the Clark Kent cart.
He's still really weak from being poisoned, like for the last like week from Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to make them do it.
They all like erase the Clark Kent part of that, so now it just looks like a
this
message.
This is a crazy happy message from Superman on there.
And now it actually looks even more dumb because it says do good to others and every man can be a Superman. It looks even more like that.
It also just looks like Superman loves himself.
Yeah, Superman.
I think you need this bit of a, insight from Superman.
Yeah.
I think you need to see it on the moon.
Man, how are they going to, ever live on the moon now?
They have to live around the world.
Yeah, pain in the ass. So, later, recuperated Superman bids the super comrades farewell. It's like, all I could say to them was just, thanks.
Yeah, that was really weird.
What the hell does that mean?
It's just dot, 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 thanks. He's, like, saying this to, he's not thinking this, he's saying this to, Lana and, Lois. It's like,
I think you can say more.
But what I said there was, thanks.
They're all, like, waving. And, what gets better is Lois is like, Lana and I have been thinking, Superman, that mysterious mission Clark Kent went away on for you when you were sick is a little suspicious.
You're like, okay, it is extremely suspicious and extremely obvious.
Yeah, maybe she looked at the moon, I don't know. And Lois is like, but I'll forget it. I'm so happy you're still around that I don't care who you are in your secret identity. And Lana's like, me too. And Superman's like, that's something to be thankful for, too. As long as it lasts.
And then you're like, wah, wah, wah.
I'm like, what? Shit.
I just figured it out, but I'm going to forget and be nice.
You can
time.
Do that? You can just forget Superman's identity?
I guess these people can.
Okay.
They can forget all sorts of pertinent information at any time. God.
This story was really cool. We got to see, all Superman's little friends and his...
Tiny people.
His ladies.
Stuff.
His lady friends.
Mermaids are useless.
Mermaids suck. Man.
That was a super long adventure.
So long. Or sorry this episode's so long, but this issue was super long.
Yeah.
That's all we could do.
Didn't we last time say the next issue was going to be the...
Bouncing Boy
one? We need to stop giving previews of the next issue, because we're never right.
Well, I know it. At least this time I know what the next one is.
No, we don't even say it.
No?
No, we don't even know. It's a surprise. From now on, it's a mystery.
Wow, that was awesome. Somebody told us what, Lex Luthor business was. Like, what his problem
was. Do you remember what it was?
He was doing this experiment, and his shit caught on fire. I think his hair caught on fire, and then Superboy, blew it out. But it also blew away all his hair. It's not Superboy's fault. And then Lex Luthor just freaks out on him. He's like, fuck you, man. I'm gonna fuck up your whole fucking life. I'll destroy you. Superboy's like, what?
Your head was on fire.
You're on fire, dude.
Oh.
It's like, ugh. Whatever. Awesome. That's cool.
Now we know.
Just gets weaker yeah. every time. Okay. That was the end of that issue.
Yeah.
If you have questions or comments, you can post on the comments part of this at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com, or you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. Both are good ways to get a hold of us, and...
And thanks for all the comments that we have gotten.
Yes, and all the iTunes reviews.
Yes, and all the info when we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Thanks. You guys are super informative.
Yeah, every time we're like, what's this? Someone tells us, so thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to think of more questions to ask these nerds, because I feel like their powers are not being put to better use.
You can learn a lot.
Yeah. You guys know space knowledge with the fungus and the...
Yeah, if anyone knows anything about the... Our science questions in this issue, please explain.
But the Mars thing?
But use small words, because I'm lazy, and I don't want to look them up.
Okay, that was cool. Well, we'll see you next time, guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.